Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hi, Zach.
Hey, how we doing?
Lofa, there's your buddy Zach.
You want Zach, what's happening, brother?
What's up, man? Washington might be the best team in the NFC East. What's going on?
I agree.
I shouldn't laugh because you're right about that. But we'll get into it on this one as it goes forward. I heard that you and Walt were trying to figure out Chris Pratt's name.
You got to the
bottom, right? Finally.
Yeah. Walter Jones. He's run into a lot of famous people, like I said, Hawks games. He doesn't know who they are. So so I was asking him, because obviously Macklemore is probably the most notable because you see him all the time. He's basically like a cheerleader. And you see him there. And I said, have you run into anybody else? He goes, yeah, I ran into that that guy from Office. And I'm like, who? And he goes, he was in Galaxy Quest.
This is when Walt was on your podcast?
Yeah, this is like real time, and I'm really like,
oh, that's awesome.
I'm like, I don't know what is that?
Galaxy Quest?
Yeah, and then he goes, he was married to Anna Faris, and I'm like, oh, Chris Pratt. He goes, yeah. I was like, oh, you mean Parks and Rec? He goes, yeah. I mean, oh, you mean Guardians of the Galaxy? He goes, yeah. I'm like, all right. So
talking about Tim Allen then.
Yeah. Oh, he knows. I know exactly who he was. Yeah.
Okay.
And then I had him on again. And I was asking him about, I think he brought up Macklemore or something. Like he saw him in the box. I think earlier in the season.
Yeah.
He goes, I said, do you like his music at all? And he goes, yeah. He goes, me and Ken Griffey Jr. actually did a song a couple of years ago, I guess for some promotional thing for like the Seattle, like the police department or something. Mm. And I was like, what song was it? And he goes, Fashion Shop. And I'm like, what is Fashion Shop? And he goes, that Macklemore song. I'm like, you mean Thrift Shop? He goes, yeah. And he goes, you have to look it up. I'm like, all right. And I looked it up later in the afternoon. It wasn't Ken Griffey Jr. And it wasn't Thrift Shop. It was, I think it was Downtown. And it was, I forget some other guy, some pitcher. I'm really like, what's going on here? But no, he's awesome.
Hilarious. Wait, so what was it? It was maybe a year. No, it was 2 years ago because COVID happened last year. But we were in the suite and we're just sitting there grabbing a drink. And this guy walks up, you know, that maybe you've heard of, named Dave Matthews, right? And so he's like, excuse me, guys, you mind if I, you know, get in here? And like, I was like, holy shit, Dave Matthews. Yeah, go ahead, man. Like, and Walt's like, who the hell is Dave Matthews? I was like, well, you're the only one in the world, not even this suite, not even this stadium, the world that doesn't know who Dave Matthews is. I go, guy's a legend, one of the greatest, you know, musicians of all time. Awesome actor also. And, you know, Walt's reply was, oh, that's cool.
Well, Walt probably didn't recognize him without the rest of the band.
I mean, everyone's lining up to take a picture with him. Yeah. And the rest of the band.
Yeah. He's the band. It's the Dave Matthews band, you know. So if the band's not there, Walt doesn't. All right. Well, speaking of songs and music, let's hit our theme song and get into the show. Herbert,
take us away.
Let's get this crowd going. Now, come on, get him up.
Hawks on three. 1, 2, 3.
Oh. Lofa Tatupu is up in the mix.
Go Hawks.
I'm just about that action, boss.
Takes the snap. He's going to throw down the middle. What a catch.
It's intercepted by Lofa Tatupu.
Holy catfish.
Hey, that's great football now.
It's going to work now. Let's keep playing.
Who's got my back? I got your back.
That's Lofa.
My player.
Triple plant. Thunder. All one. Ready. Play.
Russell looking.
Go Hawks.
Russell scrambling.
Go Hawks.
Hump faking.
Go Hawks.
Still looking. Now he spins out.
We got a fly, baby.
40 down the far sideline. He's still moving. He's gonna go.
Yes.
No. 20, 10. They do it again.
Touchdown!
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 Seahawks!
It's the Seahawks podcast on the Believe Sports Network. Thank you for joining us. I'm Seahawks superfan Brett Davern. He is Seahawks legend Lofa Tatupu. And joining us on this episode, very special guest, host of Upon Further Review podcast, Zach Brook. Round of applause. I wish I had a button. I'm sorry, Zach.
That's all good. God, appreciate.
Thanks for joining us, man. Before we really get this episode going, let me remind all of you that Lofa and I and producer Katie and the guys from the Release the Show podcast, the Kraken podcast that we do, we will all be joining together and watching this game against the Washington football team live and in person at the Queen Anne Beer Hall in Seattle. So if you're anywhere in the area or you want to fly or you want to drive, and come on out and shake our hands, and I'll be giving out free hugs. We all need one this season. Come on out to the Queen Anne Beer Hall
after this game
on Monday night. The Kraken will be playing at the exact same time, so we're going to have all the sports on every TV going on around there. Good food, good drinks. Shout out to Keith and Gary and everybody at the Queen Anne Beer Hall. We will be there again for this game on Monday, so come on out. Also, if you have emails, questions, comments to send us, it's seahawkspod@gmail.com or any social media at Believe in Seahawks, spelled our way. Also, let me tell you about our sponsor, betonline.ag. Use our promo code LOFA.
Believe50, BLEAV50.
For the welcome bonus at betonline.ag. All right, guys, let's get into it here. The Seahawks, they're ailing this year. They're, you know, we're having a bit of a struggle this year. The Washington football team is at 4-5, right? I think. Is that the four and six? Yeah. So
it's been a blur. I've got
The point is, these are two teams that need to win to stay in. Lofa and I broke it down last episode to don't get eliminated for our Seahawks. So, I mean, who wants to jump in here first, guys? I mean, Zach, let's go with you actually, though. Like, what's going on with Washington? And then, have you been watching our Seahawks?
Yeah, I've been watching your Seahawks. Obviously, you saw Russ got hurt about a little over a month ago. I didn't think he's going to come back this early, but he's apparently a natural healer, which was fantastic. His videos were bizarre. I'm seeing him coming onto the field and doing like the 2 minute for 2 minutes every game pregame. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that.
Lofa loved it. I thought it was weird, but Lofa's a fan of shadow playing.
Everybody thought it was weird. Yeah, and then it's very interesting to see that. Obviously, you guys lost. What's his name? Chris Carson's out there with the neck injury. That's tough. Alex Collins, actually ran into Alex Collins at the bar a couple times. I went to college in suburban Baltimore. He was there before he had his little incident with Baltimore. So I used to see him there at the bar a lot of times. But hopefully he can turn it on Monday night. I might actually go to the game. And I'm not a big fan of FedEx Field. I don't know if you've ever been to FedEx Field. No. It's like, I'd rather go to my high school stadium. It's not in the best area. The seats are very uncomfortable. The parking's a nightmare. If you want to take the Metro, it's a 2 mile walk from the Metro. And then normally Washington loses. And then coming up this Monday, I don't think Washington's won a Monday night game since 2014. So this year, it's something out of the blue. Seahawks, when I looked at the schedule at the beginning of the year, I'm like, that's a loss. I don't know this year.
So right. You're telling me we have a chance.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, Zach, I mean, yeah, you haven't won on Monday Night Football in a long time, but you're playing this year's version of the Seahawks. And the Seahawks, who usually never lose in primetime, have only done nothing but lose in primetime this season so far. So, right? I think, didn't we lose all of those
games? I think we have, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, like I said, two football teams that are really aching for a win here. Lofa, from a Seahawks perspective, and we talked about it last episode, I mean, what do they got to do to come out of there with a win?
Run the ball. I don't know how many times I can say it, because it just keeps us ahead of the sticks, man. And it keeps us in winnable situations and manageable situations, I should say, because you can't guarantee a win when you go 2 of 10 on third down. So I think that's the biggest thing is, like, it's like we have Alex Collins on a pitch count. As soon as he hits 10 carries, it's like, all right, we're done running the ball for the day, boys. Let's air it out. And it's just like, you can't win like that. And you can't keep a defense, you know, full of energy if they're out there for 80 plays. Like, they're going to look tired. They're going to look slow. And it's tough, right? So,
what's the strength of the Washington football team would be the defense, though, wouldn't it? And how are they?
I don't know that we have strengths. I don't know if we really have strengths. yeah, not many strengths going on with this. But you guys are winning the name matchup. You guys are probably winning the quarterback matchup. coaching matchup.
I don't know, man. We played Colt McCoy last week, and we did not win that quarterback matchup.
He's no Heinicke, and I've been telling you about Heinicke for years.
He was Heinicke before Heinicke here, even though I've never seen him play as well as he did against San Fran a couple weeks ago. But Heinicke is just like a shorter Fitz, and somehow he's winning them games, even though this week we're getting Logan Thomas back. Antonio Gibson has been banged up the whole year. Before the season, people were like, oh, he's going to go for 1,400 yards. I'm like, are you nuts? This guy just learned to play running back last year. So he's coming in. You got McKissitch out there. We really have it at tight end. We got Samus Reyes, who's this guy. I don't know where he's from. Somewhere from somewhere like South America. He was like an Uber driver last year. They're like, hey, why don't you come play tight end for this? They're like, all right, we can do that. So he's been out on the field. Ricky like Seals-Jones. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's been I don't know really what's going on. I think they're just trying to kill draft position, because honestly, like that's been my goal all year. Because obviously with Washington, they were like, oh, they're gonna go 12-5. I'm like, okay. And then Ryan Fitzpatrick gets hurt, season kind of goes down the hole, and it's kind of just been a mess. And I've been I've been in draft mode since week two. So like I'm Kenny Pickett, Matt Corral, week two. Oh yeah, draft day is the best day of the year for the Washington football team. Like tomorrow is the best day of the year for the Lions. So it's gonna be it's incredible. So but this year I'm really like if they're winning, great. But if they're just gonna win a couple meaningless games and then get the shit kicked out of them by Dallas twice in the last month of the year, I don't see the point.
See, that's where I'm scared, Brett. Is like,
well, no, I was going to say,
fight our way out of a good pick, but I guess it doesn't matter since we traded away our good pick, right?
Everything Zach just said is what scares me about playing this football team right now, though. Like J.D. McKissic, I mean, a quick back who can catch the ball out of the backfield and take those checkdowns and make a couple guys miss. That's been our Achilles heel all year because KJ Wright isn't there to stop it. And Terry McLaurin, I mean, we don't have any cornerbacks anymore, Lofa, do we? No. I mean, I just checked the depth chart. We literally have no cornerbacks on the team anymore. So
I'm more afraid of Logan Thomas having a career day after not playing all year, just like Zach Ertz did.
With what Zach Ertz just did against us with the Cardinals, like, I don't know, guys. I mean, this is one of those that I don't think you can really predict what's going to happen. Is it going to be to use a sports cliche, is it, Lofa, does it come down to who wants it more? What's this game going to come down to?
I mean, because I was just thinking about the draft mode. Just
made he's me, still stuck on the draft.
It made me, like, happy until I realized we traded our first-round pick. So even if we go, even if we shit the bed down the stretch, we don't even get to – take a top five, top 10 guy. That's like, thanks, Zach, for reminding me of that.
Well, we've already got that guy in Jamal Adams. It's just that he's sort of underperforming, in my opinion, for that.
I don't know. I haven't watched the Washington team a whole lot this year.
You're not missing out.
I still do. I believe in Heinicke. I know
he was taking grad school courses this time last year, and now they're like, oh, quarterback. I'm like, well, we'll see.
See, Fitz only graduated Harvard. This guy's grad school, man. They stepped up a notch with this guy.
Zach is as grumpy a fan as I am. I feel like my other half.
You guys are matching energies right now.
Definitely. I mean, look at our team. Look at the team this year. We got lawsuit and scandal after scandal. We got no name. We got our lawsuit. Got the Raiders coach fired, and then there's a lawsuit coming out soon, and then it's insanity. It's insanity. Snyder's not going to be there, but he is there, and his wife's there, and I'm like, what's going on? And they don't trade for Matt Stafford, and then I'm really like, what are you doing? And then they take this kid from Kentucky in the first round, and I don't know what the hell happened to him. He might be in witness protection. I've heard the kid's name since week one, and the season's kind of gone down the drain. And then we pay all this money to Curtis Samuel. He's been on vacation, so I don't know really what's going on. Interesting.
You might have Russell Wilson next year, though, so don't worry.
I hope so. Virginia one-time resident. Virginia one-time resident, right. Russell Wilson.
I mean, come on. You sign Russell Wilson, you pick a name, you have a whole rebranding. Why not? Who knows?
How's the defense been, though, since you lost Chase Young? Sweat's been
I don't think Jack Del Rio knows what he's doing. The secondary, William Jackson's, he's been off and on. St. Juice, been, yeah. I thought he'd be a little bit better, the kid they got from Minnesota. And then Fowler, they finally have him back at nickel. But you had the kid they got, what's his name, Cam Curl last year, this stud out of nowhere. I think they got him either Nebraska or Arkansas, which in my opinion is the same state. They got him, and he was phenomenal. And then this year, not sure what's going on. Landon Collins, they kept him on the roster. I think they said they're going to move him to linebacker, but they don't want him to stick tight ends.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't know what the hell's going on with that. And then the Jonathan Allen is having a phenomenal year. He obviously got paid. He's been phenomenal. Montez Sweat somehow broke his jaw. And then Chase Young goes out after a sack and a half. Him and Sweat were talking about breaking the combined sack record. That's not happening. And well, Chase Young, he'll be fine. He's going to be doing a lot of commercials. Deron Payne's kind of stuffing the run. But the defense, I don't really know what's going on, because this defense on paper with Chase Young and Montez Sweat, they have the best defensive line in football.
Yeah.
But I guess they decided, oh, we don't really need the pass rush. Okay, we'll see how it goes. So
it's a bold strategy.
Yeah, very, very bold strategy.
Well, let me ask you guys a very sports radio question here. I don't know who wants to jump in first, but Lofa, I'm going to tell you who jumps in first. Lofa, if the Seahawks blank, they will win this game.
You already know
what my answer is. And
okay,
I'm just,
so Zach, if the Seahawks blank, they will win this game. You tell us from a Washington football team perspective, what do the Seahawks do to come out of here with a victory? And then we'll do the Washington side of the
show up with Russell Wilson.
okay.
I'm not confident in this Washington team at all. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Their first one of the year came on a technicality that they let the Giants, they said they jumped offside. Okay. Couldn't beat Denver. I don't know how they beat Tampa. I still have no idea what the hell is going on. He's been phenomenal against Tampa, but that killed like six of my parlay. So it's kind of angry and disappointed at the same time.
Oh my God.
And then Carolina, Rivera's probably just wanted to win that game since he got let go. Hmm. But I don't know where this team is going.
Well, they should have beat Green Bay. I mean, if Heinicke didn't fake slide, give up at the goal line, right?
Yeah.
I mean, then they get the ball back. I mean, they're down a score.
But Lofa, I mean, how confident are we in this Seahawks team? You know, Zach says he's not confident in his team, but I mean, are we confident in our team? Because I'm telling you, you guys, everyone, I don't know. And Zach, maybe you can speak to this. We had Mike Wall on here. He was speaking to this in terms of like the Seahawks perception nationally and, you know, around the country. Some people have this perception that they're still the old Seahawks with Russell Wilson and the Legion of Boom and this great defense and all that.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been watching them, Lofa. Like, they're not that team anymore.
Well, yeah. And so you have to play it accordingly. Like, it's not like a complete change in philosophy, but, you know, you have to be sitting there as a coach and saying, okay, even when Russ was out, you know, we faced the Rams second half without him, and that was a one-score game. We faced Pittsburgh, we're getting thrashed the whole first half. Came out and ran the ball. Right. Climbed all the way back into it. Mm-hmm. We fumbled. TJ Watt made a phenomenal play. But what got us back into it, and it's not like – look, I know the numbers weren't pretty. It wasn't like we had 200 yards rushing in any of the games. But we kept them in manageable situations and kept our defense fresh. Now, if you do that, you just give yourself a chance to win the game. So I'm not over here saying, oh, I'll just run the ball, you know, 40 times. No, but it will create opportunities where Russ can use the play action and can be the Russ that we know. But right now, it's, you know, running it 14 times, I think, or 15 times total is not going to get it done, because you're just going to sit back and, yeah, they're just going to pin their ears back and rush. They'll play the run on the way to the quarterback is what they're going to do.
Give me a number then. Like, if
we got to get to 20, 25, 25 carries.
Okay, but give me a number on your confidence level. Like, if zero is obviously no confidence, if 10 is back, you know, in the glory days with the Legion of Boom, where are you sitting at when going into this game? Because you're the guy, Lofa, who's always telling me, like, oh, we got this one, let's be positive, this and that. But where is your confidence level with this team right now going into this game?
Maybe I should go Oppo just to see if, you know, the jinx works.
And go maybe down to like a two?
One and a hay, 1.5.
What for real though? What is it? Come on, give me a number.
I, I give us a really, you know, a 50-50 chance to win this game. Like, it's my confidence level is right around 4 or 5. I wouldn't even say it's as high as a 6. It's
also remember the field sucks, so that affects both teams. Well, so you kind of got to watch out for the field too.
That goes all the way back to that RG3 game against us way back when, you know, in the playoffs. But Zach, what about you from a Washington fan perspective? What's your confidence level going into the Seahawks game? It sounds like it's lower than ours.
Yeah, I'm not betting on this game. I bet on you guys twice in the past 2 weeks, and neither's really gone too well. As soon as Pete Carroll threw his flip phone onto the field, I'm really like, oh, I'm in trouble. I'm in trouble. I don't know if he's gonna do that on Monday Night Football. That would be incredible because apparently that's the new flag.
they said that was a hand warmer. By the way, I don't know if anyone's buying it, but they said that was a hand warmer. It looked like a jitterbug to me.
Yeah. No. It still has the old Nextel. Yeah.
I think Russ turns it around. I don't know. Honestly, Loaf, I know you want to see them attack the run. I feel like that's all they've been doing. It's kind of been predictable. Let Russ cook. I think we've talked about this before.
Oh, no.
Let him. Washington secondary is not.
He's trying to jinx us, Lofa. No whammies. He's trying to give us that whammy.
All right, then we can see Travis Homer go 12 for 23. All right, have it your way. So, no, it's wild, man.
At least we'll have more than 19 minutes of clock time.
Yeah. I don't know, man. The Russ Cook thing, I mean, maybe, but if he's going to sit in the pocket, he's just going to take sacks. They just get in that rush right in his face, and he just looks to fold up the tent. As soon as that pocket starts to collapse, he's not able to escape. He's not able to step through the pocket and, like, you know, that straight ahead. That's what made him Russell Wilson, you know, and it's not happening this year. Anything that's a good play for us is like a broken play, a backyard play. And that used to be a good thing for us. And now it just looks like an actual scramble drill, and it's not going well.
But even with all the coordinators we had before, like, we haven't had a problem scoring.
Right.
Like, I don't recall a problem. Like, we couldn't even, like, get some field goals. Like, what do we have, 13 points the last 8 quarters?
Yeah.
Crazy.
This one, I don't know, guys. It's Monday Night Football, so, hey, why not get excited for it? But I don't know. I don't know what brand of football we're all going to be watching.
You got McLaurin and Metcalf, two of the best 30-year receivers in football. Washington's gotten McLaurin involved. I think he's been incredible in terms of contested catches because Heineke just kind of just says, fuck it, he's out there somewhere. And he somehow hauls it in, which is incredible. Metcalf, I feel like they're not even involving Metcalf in the offense based on some of the kind of glimpses of Seahawks football that I've seen. Then you have your occasional bombs to Lockett. Lockett's the best weeks 1 through 3 guy, and then it's gone for the whole year. Because every year he's like, oh my God, he's got like 400 yards for week 3. I'm like, just wait. So it's lots of fun with that.
We'd rather throw it to Penny Hart. I don't know if you guys have heard about Penny Hart, if you're shaking in your boots over there in DC about Penny Hart, but really when you need a play, the Seahawks this year, they're going to Penny Hart, number 19. So make sure you guys cover him up on Monday.
Penny Hart sounds like somebody from like a 1940s sitcom.
Well, they throw it to him. Not many receptions, but they do throw him a fade route down there. Lopez.
What about the guy you took in the first round running back? Penny, is he back?
He came back for a carry and exited right after the carry.
Draft pick well spent.
Grab the hammy. Hammy was a little tight.
Have left something to be desired. Guys, we're going to make this one a quick episode because this one's one of those where you just got to turn on the TV on Monday, pour a cold beer and try to enjoy yourself and try not to throw anything at your TV during this game, I think. Let's zone in, okay? We're going to zone in on these predictions. We zone in because Lofa's company is Zone In CBD, the best CBD in the biz. Go to zoneincbd.com to sign up for your subscription today. You sign up for the subscription, guys, because then you don't have to worry about going out and getting another bottle or getting another tincture or the topicals or whatever. It just shows up right to your doorstep like clockwork. You don't even have to think about it. If you want to pick it up in person, you can do that at Bartell Drugstores up there in the PNW. And when you're online, use our promo code.
Believe, BLEAV.
Which gets you what, co-founder?
20%.
Mm-hmm. 20% off your purchase.
Yeah, I have one of your hats. I got one of the hats.
Yeah.
And it's my great guy. Deal. I think it was pretty sure it's free shipping. And you had 20%. Like, it's a good deal. Go get a hat.
Oh, yeah.
Got Christmas gift. Christmas gift.
Best CBD company in the game for sure. Zone in CBD, everybody. Guys, let's zone in on some predictions here. And don't forget, everybody listening, you guys can leave your predictions for us on our social media, either on Instagram or Twitter. Just put in what you think the final score will be and who will win. And if you nail it perfectly, we'll be buying you guys an official Seahawks jersey. If there's multiple winners, we'll put names in a hat. But either way, you could win a Seahawks jersey. So make sure you get in there to our game day giveaway. Zach, you're our guest. You go first. How do you see this one shaking out when everything's said and done?
I think this is probably going to be considered a Thanksgiving game because this year's slate's not. I got a quick question for you guys. If this Washington Seahawks game was on tomorrow, based on the three games we have on the slate, where would you rank it in terms of excitability?
As bad as it is that we've been saying, it's probably the most exciting one, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's in front of the Detroit one for sure. Yeah.
Detroit, you got
Detroit the kid could get their first win though.
It's going to be exciting.
You know, so I guess maybe I should back that one up.
Well, they finally got their first tie a few weeks ago, so that's
good. Yeah, so progress.
Not losing, yeah.
Raiders and the Cowboys should be exciting.
Hope so.
Yeah. The Bills, Saints, meh, doesn't move the meter. It's a real weak sauce.
And apparently Kamara might not play. Apparently Ingram might not play, so it's Tony Jones. So
potential loss. And they'll still find a way to beat the Bills by 20.
Of course, right. Bills are in trouble. Yeah. You think you guys think you're having a bad season. Bills, I don't know what's going on.
They got twice the amount of wins as us, but I know what you're
That's
saying.
True. It's That's falling true.
Apart
That's
over
true.
There. I asked you for prediction.
Prediction.
Producer Katie's even yelling at you over here.
Nah,
what's the final score of this thing?
Give me the Seahawks, but they don't cover. So give me this. Somehow Washington's favored, so you know that's a red flag in itself. Seahawks are going to somehow get this game. This is going to be a Seahawks get right game. Washington.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what's going to happen with Heinicke. He's either going to show up or he might get benched for Kyle Allen because we were talking about 2 weeks ago, and then somehow he beats Tom Brady. Oh, if you guys want to attack the run, that's great. Washington, if you want to say they have a strength, it's their run defense. Jonathan Allen, I don't think he's missed a tackle this year, so you might want to avoid him. But if you want to attack the outside, which Washington has struggled all year long, there's nobody on Washington's field that can stick DK Metcalf. There's no one out there.
We throw him the ball, though. That's the
problem. Yeah, that's your one issue.
We can stop him.
He'll be wide open. You'll be watching the all 22. Yeah. He'll be wide open on the all 22, but for some reason, number three won't throw it to him. So we'll see. We'll
no, yeah, but I think this is Russ's get right game. Okay. Washington, I might go to the game.
Gotta be.
I'm hoping Russ shows up a little bit. If I do, because it's going to be bitter cold, and normally Washington loses, but I'm like, you know what? If I can see an opposing player and help the draft stock, I'll be there too. So I'm kind of
fan.
I'm locked in. I'm locked in on the draft. Kenny Pickett, Matt Corral.
Zach, give us a number.
There's just a winner. Give me Seahawks. 24-13.
Okay. All right.
And shows up in a big way.
Your prediction?
I'm going Hawks, man. 23-21.
Wow. Producer Katie didn't even have to yell at you.
Yeah. Take that, Katie.
All right. Here, guys. I do the weird scores around here, and because I'm no expert or anything like that. But so I basically just tell you who I think is going to win. Last week, I picked the Cardinals because I was trying to, do the reverse psychology thing. I I'm all over the place with where my head's at with this football team right now. I'm going to say, okay, so weird score. I think the Seahawks do come out of this with a victory, although I think it's going to be ugly. I don't know if it's necessarily a complete get right game for Russell. I think there'll be still plenty to work on, but hopefully they can at least get on the W side of the ledger here. I think final score. Okay. Final score, Seahawks 6, Washington 5.
Five.
There
you think they're going to safety? This season?
I think this is going to look like the Nationals versus the Mariners.
And we're going to get three safeties.
I think the Kraken might score more on Monday night.
Yeah,
they very well could.
We're going to get three safeties, and they're going to get a field goal and a safety.
Yeah.
Something like that. That'll be the final score. That's incredible. Speaking of which, though, and Zach just said it, the Kraken – the Kraken, they did take it to the Capitals this Ooh. Last week. So, you know, Seattle sports teams and Washington sports teams, you know, we'll see. We'll see. Hopefully the Seahawks can keep it rolling.
I like them apples, Zach.
Ovechkin did have a sweet goal, though. It was pretty
awesome. He's still playing?
He's still playing. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude. He's like, he went up
that, number that's, how, that's how zoned in I am on hockey.
Yeah. Oh, next thing you know, you're going to tell me Jaromir Jagr's still playing.
Ovi's there. No, he just, I think he tied Jagr, or maybe Jagr's next up on the list. Maybe.
Oh, you know Jagr's coming out of retirement.
All right. That's enough hockey talk. That's enough.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Anyway, we got to wrap this thing up, everybody. We're out of here. Thank you for listening. If you want to come watch the game with us in person, we will be at the Queen Anne Beer Hall. Come on out and, you know, drink some of their delicious beer and sample some of their delicious food. They got that giant pretzel there that I know Lofa loves. And also the steamers.
The wings.
Oh, the wings. Oh, delicious. Delicious. So we will be at the Queen Anne Beer Hall for this game. Come on out and say hi. We'll be doing a raffle so you guys can buy raffle tickets to win prizes. There's no cover charge at the door or anything like that. Just say hi to our guys, Jay and Ramon, on your way past when you have to show them your ID and all that. And we'll be there enjoying the game. So come on out and say hi. This episode of the Seahawks podcast is over, though, everybody. We're getting out of here. If you have emails to send us, you can do that. SeahawksPod@gmail.com. SeahawksPod@gmail.com. Also hit us up on all social media at Believe in Seahawks. Zach, real quick. What should the name of your football team be? Do you have a favorite?
I don't know anymore. I like the Monuments. Gives you kind of like a strong feeling, even though they're not. But football team's got to go. I can't keep calling them the team. It makes no sense.
I just can't keep looking at WFT on Twitter.
It doesn't make any sense.
I keep thinking it's WTF. Yeah.
It is. Because that's what I say every other Sunday.
They gotta fix something. Lofa, break us down. Zach, put your hand up. We do it just like the players after practice. Lofa's going to lead us through it and break us down like the captain that he is.
Hey, man. I mean, obviously, the last like 5 weeks have been must wins. So we're going to stick with don't get eliminated. You ever seen MXC, Zach? Most Extreme Elimination Challenge? You had his team. Late nights on TBS or
Comedy
USA.
Central.
Comedy Central, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm going to send you I'll send you some links. Yeah. But anyways, don't get eliminated on three. One, two, three. Don't get eliminated.
I think that's for both teams, probably.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.